Now, I would like to invite boys and girls, everyone in our church school who would like to join me for a few moments at the front to do so. And if someone could bring me a microphone, I forgot to get me one this morning here.
Hi, guys, come on down.
Thank you. There we go. Come on, join us here. Good to see all so many of you this morning. Hi, hi, hi. How's everybody today?
Good.
All right. Looking forward to the holidays. You still got a little bit of school to go here before then, right? Okay. Good for you. Good for all of you. Well, I want to say just a little bit to you folks about some things I'm going to be talking to everybody else about a little later in the service today, which has to do with a lot of the various things that we celebrate at this time of year, and I've got some things up here to use to help me talk about that. Now, the first is, this is just something just a couple of green branches that I cut off from the hedge around my house as I was heading out here this morning, and so it was very easy for me to get that. We've got a lot of green all around the sanctuary. Now, this green here is made out of some other kinds of things, so we can use it from year to year. This actually came off of a green bush. And the thing that's important about this is, it was snowing this morning. Snow was coming down, and when I cut these things off, I had to shake the snow off of it. And back many, many hundreds, well, thousands of years ago now, this was very important. Seeing green things were very important to people who lived in this part of the world, because they saw that it looked like the rest of the world around them was dying. See, there were no leaves on the trees. The trees were kind of bare and dead, and all the leaves on the green, the grass turned brown and all that. But there was still some greenery on some of the trees. And so they would gather around these greens, sometimes light fires, and have celebrations to remember, because this told them that things were still alive, that the earth was still alive. Greenery meant that the earth was still going to come back to life again, and one day it would all look like this. And so our very early human ancestors would gather around greens at this time of year and light fires to remind themselves that even though it looked like the earth was dead, at some point it would turn green again. Another celebration that goes on this time of year that our Jewish friends are celebrating is called Hanukkah, and this is one of the symbols of that. See, there are eight places on here for eight candles with a large candle in the middle. The celebration lasts 8 days. And again, it's about lighting candles in the darkness, because this is a time of year when it's darker than at any other time. And this is for the Jewish people to remember a very important event in their history, when their temple that had been taken over by some other forces, the Jewish people got their temple back, and they went through what was called a reconsecration ceremony so they could use it for their worship again. And the Hanukkah celebration is about the recovery of their temple. And again, they light candles to remember that time and to celebrate it, light in darkness. And then you probably have seen this. This is a, what is this? Yeah? A creche? Yeah. Well, it's a creche. See, it's Mary, Joseph, baby Jesus, because we also celebrate the birth of Jesus at this time of year. Someone who came to teach us how to live in very loving and compassionate and caring ways with our fellow human beings, and stories about his birth having to do with there being bright lights in the sky, again, light in darkness, and to celebrate someone who is going to come to show us how to live the best kinds of lives that we can all live, and to learn from that example. So we got all three things here. We got the greenery, to talk about how the dead earth will come back to life. We got the candles that were lit to celebrate the recovery of a place of worship. And we've got the birth of someone who came to tell us how to live our lives in as loving and caring and kind of ways as we can. And that's many of the things, and there's probably other things too, but at least we celebrate those three things. So I hope you'll think about all that this season as the next weeks go by. Keep them in your hearts and be mindful of them, even as you do enjoy all the things that you also enjoy this time of year, like getting presents and having parties and things such as that. Okay, I'm going to let you go to your classes now. Thank you for being with us.
And we'll see, yes, as we leave this friendly place. I can remember that.